Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, mouse pads, and more. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us right now in the live chicken chat room. It's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on, and we do have a very special guest coming on today. All you have to do to join us in the chat room is either scroll down a little bit at Blog Talk on our homepage. You may see the chat room has already opened up for you. If not, just click on that little yellow pin or button says Chat Now. Click on that Chat Now button. Take a moment to register with Blog Talk Radio. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, talk with others around the world, all about backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. While you're there, I'd like you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today, Tuesday, July 27th. On Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we have another great show lined up for you today. If you missed yesterday's show, you got to listen to the archive. It was wonderful. We welcome the president of the American Poultry Association, Sam Brush, on the show. We were asking him, really, I don't even know if we got around to 10 questions, but Pat and I and listeners and folks in the chat room, maybe the top 10 questions a novice would have if they're interested in getting started with backyard poultry. And Pat, I know that it was amazing because I received so many comments. I saw so many comments posted on Facebook that they love the show, but they wish it could have been longer. So what we're going to do is maybe, because in another 30 days, Sam will be joining us again. Maybe we'll extend that to the next show when they come on, the very last or the fourth Monday. The fourth Monday in August, they will be back joining us, and that'll be really, they'll be really getting geared towards the show season then. Right now, they were saying we have a lot of state fairs and county fairs going on, and in about another month, some of these APA, ABA sanctioned shows and club shows will be going on across the country, so we may continue that. But great show yesterday. Remember, folks, you can always listen to the archive at many places. iTunes carries this radio show. You can listen to the archive as you're listening live at blogtalkradio.com, podcast.com, zoom.com. You can find it all over the internet, the archive shows, and listen at your leisure whenever you want to. So we encourage you to do that. Yesterday, great show, and we have another great show for you today. But it's time to introduce my wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman, author, poultry advocate, and all around just great and lovely person. And so how have you been, Pat? How you doing today? Did y'all have some storms up that way like we did?
Hi, Whisper. Well, the heat wave is finally over here in Virginia. It's just a nice balmy day today. It's like the perfect temperature. So we're hoping still to get some thunderstorms. Personally, I must admit, I love a good thunderstorm. It's hardly anything better than that lightning and thunder just flashing here and there. So you've had the heat wave broken down in Atlanta as well, and now you're getting some rain.
It's horrible. Yeah, we've had the high 90s over the last couple of weeks, and even some hundreds. The heat index has been 108, 110. Yesterday, Jen and I got out, kind of caught up in a really bad storm. It seemed to last a very long time, and they were counting. I was watching the weather last night to see what else was going to be happening, and they were counting up to 1,000 strikes every 15 minutes in the Atlanta area. I mean, it was one of the most impressive lightning storm we've had here in a very, very long time, they said. And so it was pretty amazing. We saw lots of fire trucks running up and down the road. Hopefully nobody lost their life, and if their house got struck and burned. We'll keep them in our prayers. But yeah, it was amazing. High winds. We saw some hail. So but it did cool things down a little bit. But it also made things a lot humid. You could just see all the steam coming up off the pavement and off the rivers and off the lakes. So it was well needed. We needed the rain, but again, and I do like a good thunderstorm. It just seemed all the lightning. I think there's really scientific proof that all this lightning actually cleans the air for us. And so yeah. I like a good storm too, as long as there's no poor outcomes. So yeah, we've had some storms, and I know some storms have been going all up through the East Coast. So our prayers are out with all these folks, tornadoes and lightning strikes and things like that. So we'll be keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. So another hot day. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we had one remarkable front come through. I mean, I've never quite seen anything like it here in Virginia, where within 15 minutes the temperature dropped about 20 degrees. And the winds, it was more like hurricane winds. It was so strong, and then of course the squalls kind of came, and it was raining. Mm-hmm. But just I think we're in for some earth climate changes one way or another. Of course, which gives all the more credence to keeping backyard flocks, because you can always have eggs and at least even a chicken dinner if all the food supplies lines get disrupted. I know that's really important to think about. I know this morning I was so pleased with myself. You're gonna like this, Whisper. This morning for breakfast, I had eggs and okra. And I know you're going to think, ooh, okra, but it was steamed, and it was really young, tender little shoots. It was really delicious, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, I am so blessed. This all came from my land here. The okra's on my little kitchen garden right outside, and the eggs I just collected yesterday, so that was a very self-satisfying feeling to have that.
I can't eat okra because of the seeds. I used to when I could eat seeds. I would love fried okra, of course, being from the South. My uncle loves boiled okra, and my wife, whenever we go down to visit, we take him a little bit of okra, but it's so hard to watch him eat it because it basically looks like a bunch of snot that you're eating or dog slobber. But, you know, when you have anybody who's ever boiled okra knows what I'm talking about. My wife is not a fan of boiled okra. But I don't know if I could just eat steamed okra like that with eggs. But you know what really sounds good? When you were talking about that for a minute, I thought you were going to talk about making a dish with okra and putting it in some grits, or maybe some buttered and cheese grits or something like that.
That might be good. That might be good. Well, the thing when you steam the okra, it's not slimy. And if they're young, mm-hmm. but okra and grits, I will try that. I'll let you know how it goes. I'll try that. Okra
and
grits.
Not a problem. It's now time for our... let me know how it goes. Take a picture. Post it on Facebook. Let us know how it goes.
Slimy grits.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how that would turn out. I don't know if you would...
I'm going to try it.
What? I guess you could boil it with the grits. You got to boil the grits in the water anyway. Throw some okra in there, maybe some... who knows? It has been mentioned before, and I'm just swamped right now. I hardly have time enough to go collect our own eggs, but it has been mentioned that we may be doing a Chicken Whisperer cookbook all about everything that comes from chicken. Of course, chicken casserole, eggs, desserts, egg, you know, all this stuff. So it's in the horizon, a Chicken Whisperer cookbook. And no, I will not be creating all the recipes, but you, all of our listeners and our fans, will be submitting your favorite recipes that have to do with something that coming from chickens, whether it be eggs or chickens or whatever the case may be. And then we'll compile all the most awesome recipes, and we'll have a Chicken Whisperer cookbook. So yes, that is in the plan. So nobody be stealing my ideas.
Especially eggs and okra, or grits and okra.
No stealing grits and okra. That'll be a Chicken Whisperer exclusive right there. Yep, and that'll get the Chicken Whisperer seal of approval.
I'm sure that will get you on the Julia Child list of excellent recipes.
Emerald. Next thing you know, Emerald's going to be calling the Chicken Whisperer saying, "Hey, I heard you got a great recipe for okra and grits." Oh my goodness!
Well, I'm going to experiment around with that, and I will report back. I still think you got to steam the okra so it's not really slimy, but maybe some sautéed sesame seeds in with it to give it some texture. I don't know. We'll try it out.
Maybe so. If you want texture, just don't cook your grits very long. They'll be nice and texture and crunchy.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, my.
Oh, me. It's time for our Chickens in the News segment, folks, and I've got a couple of here for you. You can see most all of these on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer. Join us, building lots of fans and lots of fun there at our Facebook page. And let's see where this one comes to us. And this is going to make a few people kind of squirm in their chairs and get them a little hot under the cot of me. That comes to us from OzarksFirst.com. OzarksFirst.com. And this comes as a video, so you can watch the video at our Facebook page. Very interesting video clip, but it's also I'm going to read the transcript of it. But update: Springfield, Missouri leaders advance urban chicken ordinance. Update: Springfield, Missouri leaders advance urban chicken update. Hang on 1 second. Let's see what we got here. Make sure I'm getting ready. Yep, here we go. Springfield, Missouri. Chickens were a hot topic at Monday night's Springfield City Council meeting. If a proposed chicken ordinance passes, it would allow anyone in the city to have up to 6 chickens on their property. This is just the beginning for what should be an interesting debate. After some discussion, the council voted 6-3 to send this back to the Planning and Zoning Committee. That means there would be 2 more public hearings on the issue. 2 people spoke in favor of the urban chicken ordinance. They talked about the fact that times are changing and people want more control over their diet and food sources. They also talked about its educational opportunity. Times are hard, and there are people in this town, maybe not so much here, but there are people in town that have very little voice, and those are the people that are relying on fresh eggs to eat, says Rural Chapel. The two major reasons people opposed, health concerns and enforcement. The Springfield Green County Health Department isn't supporting it because it worries about threat of communicable diseases, including the bird flu and a fungus found in bird waste. And so you can read you can watch the video on this because it gets into a little bit more explanation. But and I'll tell you my comments here on this in just a second. No matter what you put in the ordinance in terms of public health, the welfare of the chickens, preventing nuisance problems, making sure we have coops that are a certain size, used a certain way, we can put all those things in the ordinance and it'll be totally meaningless unless there is someone to enforce the provision, says City Councilwoman Cindy Rushfree. This vote in no way passes the ordinance. Mayor Jim O'Neill made a comment saying there has been so much work done so far, it's only right for the sake of those who support it to send it back to planning and zoning for review. Dozens of U.S. cities have enacted laws that allow chickens inside town limits. Most often, they'll put a limit on how many hens you can have. In Madison, Wisconsin, you can only have 4 hens, and they must be kept 25 feet from a neighbor's yard. Plus, you can't have a rooster or do any kind of backyard butchering. And I'll comment on that in just a second. Some people worry about the avian flu virus that can infect people who have close contact with sick birds. So, and it goes on, and it's been updated because they had a story on it yesterday. That was the more updated version. Apparently last night they had a meeting and decided to go ahead and send it and approve it and send it back to planning and zoning. Now, the 2 things I wanted to comment on here was the issue with the, let me go down here, the health department. They're not supporting it because it's a threat of communicable diseases such as the bird flu and a fungus found in bird waste. Now, the comment I made on my Facebook page when I posted this was, I wonder how concerned they are with all the diseases that cats carry and dogs. But from my understanding, cats carry many more diseases than dogs that can be transmitted to humans. But they don't seem to be worried about that. They don't seem to be proactive about that. They don't seem to be having all of these rules and regulations with cats, with all their nasty diseases that they can carry and give to humans. But now all of a sudden they're concerned about the chicken diseases and the few that may be. Bird flu is not even here in America, hasn't even been found here in America, the H5N1. But they're concerned about it, but they're not concerned about all the cat diseases that already are here, that already pose a threat, But if you try to talk about banning cats, can you imagine the uproar there would be across America if you started banning cats? I mean, let's put this in perspective, cats versus chickens and the diseases they carry and what can be transmitted to humans, and even add dogs in there as well. So that was my point. You know, let's compare apples to apples. Let's put this in perspective. And are you doing the same research on cats or you are chickens right now? Or do you have any type of warnings that you know? So that was my first point regarding this article. My second one, let's see where it was. Oh, was the butchering article. Now I can kind of understand why some of the city council members are worried about that, but here's the issue. If you start telling me I can't feed my family, no matter how I'm going to feed my family, that really, to me, boils down to a constitutional issue. If I want to have chickens to feed my family, now you're controlling my food source, bottom line, and that's where I have an issue with non-butchering. If it does something, you know, hits the fan or something does happen, then yeah, those rules may go out the window. But when you talk about no butchering on your, I'm going to bring this chicken into my utility room inside my house I'm paying taxes on, and I want to cull it and take care of it and provide my family with food inside a utility room I have set up with sinks and countertops and stainless steel and things like that or whatever, I should have a right to do that, because now you're starting to mess with my right to food source. And so those are the two big issues I have with this article, but especially with the they're all worried about disease from chickens but not cats or other animals. Where were they when they wanted to allow cats? So that's one of our chickens in the news that you can see on our Facebook page. Again, just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. Any comments, Pat, on that article?
Well, gosh, it seems like we've gone over this so much, but of course the Universal Declaration of the right to feed yourself, I mean, that's kind of hard to argue with. And the thing is, this is another example of just raising the awareness of what really the facts are and what's at stake with keeping backyard chickens. I mean, I think if anyone has ever butchered a chicken, and I've done more than my share, we used to have a poultry, free-range organic poultry farm, it's not like killing a cow or even a goat if you go for that. I mean, it's very anti-dramatic. There's no squawking around, and then you have fresh chicken. So, I don't know. I think as we need to get back to our food sources, and I think this is just one of the ways that creates the contrast that will allow us really understand that there's way too much fear there. And once we get the fear and understanding of really what chickens are all about, I think that'll be much more lenient as this ripples across North America. So that's I agree with you, and that's kind of where I'm at. We just need to go through the process of understanding where our food comes from. And that
Perfect.
Has some that has some painful and including that a horrible thing about the chickens being burned at that school. I mean, that's going to raise awareness, and that will probably never happen again. Because it says, yes, chickens are sentient beings and they do have rights, and it's just not a human thing that we want to do is create torture like that. It's not who we are, and it's not who we stand for. And I think anyone that does do that, they're just disconnected, and they need to understand how nature works. So anyway, that's my stance on it.
Perfect.
Thank you for asking.
Sure. That's what we do.
Yeah.
One more real thing here for Chickens in the News, and we'll take a break and bring our special guest for today. This comes to us from the Daily Sentinel, and this is encouraging news. The title of this article is 4-H Poultry Entries to Be Highest at Plymouth County Fair. All
Wonderful.
Right. Congratulations,
all right.
4-H. It says more than 1,000 animals will be at the Lee Mars Fairgrounds for the 2010 Plymouth County Fair. 4-H livestock entry numbers are holding steady from last year's fair, with increases in five categories, according to tallies released by Carol Schneider, Plymouth County, Iowa State University Extension Coordinator. Poultry is the largest category of entries, with 316 birds
Whoa.
To be shown by 33 different 4-H exhibitors. This is the highest number of birds for the last 10 years. So,
wonderful.
Yep. In 2000, there were only 239 4-H poultry entries. 10 years later, 316, largest number in 10 years. Other categories with higher entries this year are market beef with 99 entries, bucket bottle calf with 16, dairy cows with 6 entries, and cats with 10 entries. Oh, watch those cats now. They carry
cats?
Disease. Cats. So it says cats.
This is at the 4-H fair. Yeah, there it is. Cats. Voice.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Many cats.
My cats would hate going to a show. That's cat torture. God. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
No problem. Many categories of livestock entries dipped in number this year. The largest decrease in number was for the sheep show, which went from 248 last year to just 156 this year, a 92-entry difference. In 2000, there were 327 4-H entries. Other drops included the swine show from 290 last year to 254 this year, the rabbit show from 118 to just 79 this year, and the feeder calf show from 36 to 24. Other 4-H livestock numbers and number of exhibitors for this year's fair, with last year's numbers and exhibitors' numbers in parentheses, are, and I've already went through those, so they would not be the specific dates. And it comes through all the dates and times for all the judging, when that's going to be. So that's awesome. The Daily Sentinel, 4-H poultry entries to be the highest of any other animal at the fair, and we've said that we've the highest number since 2000. So that's awesome. Congratulations, 4-H, and awesome for poultry. Power to the poultry, as I always say. So that is our Chickens in the News. Hope you enjoyed that. You can see all of our Chickens in the News and much, much more at our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/ The Chicken Whisperer. We're going to take a short commercial break. You're not going to want to go anywhere, because we are going to come back and we are going to welcome Matthew Etchenberg. Now, he'll correct me if I'm saying his last name incorrectly, which I probably am. Matthew Etchenberg. And Matthew wants to join 4-H, but his town does not allow backyard chickens. So you want to stay with us and see how he's trying to fix that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this short break.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom-labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
job for Super Chicken. You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
All righty, I have two quick announcements to make before we get to our interview. Very, very important. This is kind of a, we're really kind of starting our fall programming this week, even though it officially starts this coming Monday. We go to a 90-minute show. Everybody's great comments for that. So we're going to a 90-minute show every day starting on Monday. We really start our brand new fall programming here coming up on Monday, August the 2nd. But tomorrow will be the very first show of, so proud to announce this, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Peter Brown is the owner of First State Vet Supply, decades and decades of poultry experience, he's had this kind of on his website for a long time, Ask the Chicken Doctor. Well, we asked the Chicken Doctor if he'd like to come on twice a month on the radio show. The second and fourth Wednesdays of every month will be Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, and this is starting tomorrow. So you're not going to want to miss the show tomorrow. We've got a great topic for you, and you're going to be able to call in and ask your questions to Peter. You're going to be able to put your questions into the chat room. So, again, the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, owner of First State. Number two, today, being Tuesday, is EggCartons.com Tuesday, and they sponsor our chicken trivia contest every single Tuesday, and you're going to love what we have for you today from EggCartons.com. We've got what's called the Super Bowl Poultry Feeder. Super Bowl Poultry Feeder. And it looks to me to be like a mammoth 5-gallon bucket with a lid. So, you know, your feed doesn't get all nasty and rainy. But, hey, 5-gallon, it looks just big, huge, green 5-gallon bucket with the feeder portion at the bottom. It says, made for the professional grower, these poultry feeders are the way of the future in poultry production. These patented feeder design provides continuous food feeding, easy cleanup, and storage. And so it's really a cool design, and it looks like it probably would hold about a 50-pound bag of feed. It's so big. So, you know, imagine knocking down the many times you have to go out there and replenish your 12-pound feeder, your 15-pound feeder. This looks like it's probably close to a 50-pound feeder. That's some continuing feeding. And that somebody's going to walk away with this today if they know the answer to our chicken trivia question at the end of the show. This is valued at $29.95, so it's a $30 value plus shipping that you're getting. You answer your correct caller and answer the chicken trivia question correctly, then you're going to win this Super Bowl poultry feeder. In fact, maybe I can get my wonderful partner in crime, Christina Duncan, to go over to eggcartons.com and post a picture of this in the chat room. It's the Super Bowl poultry feeder, $29.95 there at eggcartons.com, because now everybody's going to want to see what they're actually going to play for, and I might be able to do that here in just a second. So I wanted to make those two announcements before we continue with our special guest. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Pat back on live, as always, and now we're going to the phone lines, and we're going to welcome 12-year-old Matthew Etchenberg. And again, Matthew wants to join 4-H in his town. But his town does not allow backyard chickens. Makes it kind of difficult to do. And so we want you to listen to how he's trying to fix that in his own way. So, Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's just go ahead and get started. You're 12 years old. The story says you want to join 4-H. You want to participate in the 4-H poultry program, very educational program. We love 4-H. And but you ran into a little snag when you found out that you couldn't keep any chickens on your property there in your town. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing to try to change that.
Well, at first we were seeing to get chickens, and then it turned out that the ordinance said that we couldn't have any. And so now I'm trying to change the city ordinance.
Good for you. And how are you doing that, Matthew?
Well, we confronted the city council, and then they sent us on to the planning committee, and the planning committee is still trying to make their choice. And we made packets for everyone in the council and the planning committee. I did a little speech.
And
We also got 54 signatures from people around our neighborhood.
Very good. And what was in your packet that you gave to them, Michael? Matthew, I'm sorry.
Well, what we have is our current and proposed ordinance, some facts about backyard chickens, backyard chicken coop pictures, avian influenza fact sheet, about stuff about 4-H programs and activities I'm interested in, 4-H animal project record, the OSU Department of Animal Science response letter, and then other Michigan cities that allow backyard chickens, some definitions, Ypsilanti ordinance and permit application, U.S. cities and states that allow backyard chickens.
Good.
News articles like Grand Rapids News article and Michigan editorial from July 2009, and then other information resources and in our neighborhood's signatures.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Well, it sounds like you've covered all the bases. How much time did you spend putting that together, Matthew?
About 1 week, 1 to 2 weeks.
I bet so. And how are they responding to you now? Do you think you have can influence them to allow chickens?
Well, so far I got passed through the council. I'm on the planning commission. A lot of the councilmen looked like they supported me. And
mm-hmm.
when I was at the planning committee, the mayor and one of the councilmen were both there to see how I did.
I got a question for you, Matthew. It said in the article that when the article came out, you had already...
Sorry.
That's no problem. You're a dog lover as well. That completely makes sense.
Yeah, we got three dogs, and we're trying to keep them from barking.
No problem. So so you had the article, when the paper came out, said you had to one meeting. I guess it was a city council meeting. And then you went to a meeting last night as well. What was last night's meeting all about?
Planning committee, which I said something about. I'm going to get my dog to stop barking.
It's quite all right.
Quit it, Earl.
His name is Earl, huh?
Yeah. We didn't get
Earl
that one, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so what happened at last night's meeting?
I talked to him and everything, and then they said that they're going to take the time to think about it over the month until the next meeting. So they're gonna let me know then.
Very good. So the next meeting's what? Next month?
It's in August. It's the Monday in August.
Perfect. So you're gonna attend that meeting. Are you gonna try to do anything between now and then to continue to?
Possibly schedule a meeting with the manager. So
city manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in about 2 weeks.
Perfect. That sounds really good. And just kind of keep them thinking on it and letting them know all the benefits of yard poultry. And boy, we could go down that list. It's a very, very long list. We talk about on the radio show. All the time. So now, are we this close to a vote, Matthew? Are they looking at maybe the next meeting actually bringing this to a vote, or are they just right now deciding whether or not to bring it to a vote at a later meeting? Do you know?
They're deciding. The planning committee is deciding whether to pass it through them over to the council to vote. So
I see. Okay.
I'll know on their next meeting, like I said, on the 4th. Which is Monday in August.
It would be really cool. Those 54 people that signed your petition to allow backyard poultry. Many of them are your neighbors. It would be really neat to see how many people you could actually get to that meeting and just pack the house. In fact, encourage everybody to wear yellow shirts, yellow pants, yellow couch, yellow hats, whatever they got that's yellow, and just pack the house. And then everybody can see the support that's behind you and the support that's behind Backyard Poultry and the 4-H program. Contact your 4-H program. I'm sure you already have. Let them know what you're doing. See if they can schedule a 4-H meeting there at the meeting and have the 4-H kids come in. And then have everybody wear yellow as much as they can so everybody will know that they are there to back you up and to back up Backyard Poultry. I think it would be really great if you could get a lot of those 54 people plus the 4-H members to come out for that meeting and show them how much support you have.
Yeah, that is actually a good idea.
Absolutely. And I know I've got your mom's email, so I'll be contacting her to share any ideas we have. We can discuss this and little tricks of the trade and things to look out for that you may not see coming at you when through the whole process that we've seen before. But it's, you know, obviously you want to keep it a very positive program and encouraging them with all the factual information that you can to try to get them to see that, hey, allowing a few backyard hens is not going to be unlike having a dog or a cat or any other animal there. So we think you're doing absolutely wonderful work. And who helped you put the packet together? We had a question in the chat room. Wins, other 4-H members, your parents, who's helping you put the pack? Who helped you put that packet together with all that information?
Just my mom. Me and my mom are the only people that put this packet together.
Perfect. Very good. And another thing that Kansas One has stated in the chat room that we do all the time, and that is possibly when it's time up for the vote, once it gets there, hey, you can start emailing public domain, so you can get the council members' email addresses out there, tell people to send emails, supportive emails, not just from there, but all over the country. In fact, that's something if you can do, if you can research that and get the emails to the people who are eventually going to vote happen, if you'll send information to me, we can actually post it on our meetup groups across the country and on our Facebook page and announce them on the radio show, and then we can all email the council members in support of you, Matthew, and send them pictures of our beautiful coops and our kids playing with the chickens and what they've learned with 4-H. And so you've got, you know, power to the poultry, and there's power in numbers. And so so far it sounds like you're doing a really great job. And there's a picture of you shaking some of the hands of the, the planning commission or the city council, which is great. Sounds like you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, and we would just like to help and support you however we can. So those are ideas that we can share with you. So I'm sure maybe later in the week I'll get in contact with you and your mom, and we'll see exactly what y'all have planned and other things we've learned over the years with experience to maybe help your cause out. I think we'd love to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So if let's say, and we do anticipate this law passing, we hope it's going to pass, they'll change the ordinance to allow some hens in the backyard, but if not, I'm assuming you're still going to join the 4-H program and participate in all the great programs that they have other than the poultry, but I know you'd really like to participate in their 4-H poultry program and would like to keep poultry, but are you a member already of 4-H?
No, I'm not a member yet because I can't even sign up till October, so...
Okay. Once the new school starts out, I know that we have a new 4-H down here that we've started, and I think that'll start once the school year starts. So definitely, I think everybody on our listening across the country and across the world support you. I think you're doing a great job. We're very proud of you. And, in fact, one more thing you might be able to do, Love for Poultry in our chat room, research and see, because in your state there is probably, and I would assume more than likely, an APA Youth Poultry Club, and that's the American Poultry Association, American Bantam Association Youth Poultry Club. Now, you're in Michigan, right? Okay. What we'll try to do is find out all the information we can about the Michigan APA and ABA Youth Poultry Club, and we'll email that to your mom, and that's another way you can join. There may already be hundreds of emails hundreds of emails, hundreds of people and children and kids who already join and are members of the APA, ABA. Then you could really get even more people to show up wearing yellow to support you at one of those information. So, yeah, we're going to email your mom that information, too, because that's a state club that also is all about keeping poultry, and that's that many more supporters for your cause.
That'd be great.
We'd love to do it. Well, you know what, Matthew? It's been such a pleasure having you on today, and we have your news articles, of course, posted on our Facebook page, which is wonderful for all of our listeners to listen to, and we thank you very much for coming on the show today and telling us your story. We support you 100%. I'm sure Christina and I will be in contact with you to share any information we have and to share what's worked for us, what hadn't worked, and to give you our support 100%. So good luck to you. We hope everything turns out in your favor, and we will be contacting you a little bit later this week.
Yep. Well, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming on the show. You have a great day and a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, Matthew. Wow. Interesting story.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Great kid, 12 years old, trying to change the laws. Sounds like almost just single-handedly, even though he's got 54 signatures on a petition, and he sounds like he's got a lot of backing of a lot of friends and folks there. But we want to help him a little bit more, so we'll be contacting him a little bit later in the week and talking with mom and see what meetings are coming up and what we can do to help benefit his cause. So that's what a great kid, Matthew. If you're just tuning in and you missed it, you can listen to the archive of this great interview with 12-year-old Matthew, who wants to join 4-H, but his town doesn't allow backyard poultry, and he's trying to change those laws as we speak, attending all the local meetings, meeting with the planning commission, the city council, zoning, the whole nine yards. So that's awesome. Great interview with Matthew. So we try to – I love interviewing the kids. Whenever we go to shows, it's absolutely fun to sit down and interview the 4-H and the FFA and the poultry club kids that are there, talking about the responsibility they have on a daily basis taking care of their poultry, and what they get out of that, what they get out of 4-H and FFA. It's tremendous. So we love to have the kids on the radio show as much as possible. So, folks, we're going to take a very short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have chicken trivia. We're going to have chicken trivia. So, and you might win today's chicken trivia sponsored by eggcartons.com, that awesome Super Bowl fowl feeder that we have from eggcartons.com at a $30 value. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this short break.
Eggcartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at mcmurrayhatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for joining us and staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is EggCartons.com Tuesday. Every Tuesday, EggCartons.com provides us with a wonderful prize for our chicken trivia contest. Today, of course, is the awesome, and of course, Christina's been posting it in the chat room, so you can take a look at it. It's the Super Bowl Poultry Feeder. It looks like it'll just about hold 50 pounds of feed. Let me tell you, that's what it'll do. $29.95 value shipped directly to your front door from eggcartons.com if you know the answer to the chicken trivia question and be caller number 7. If you're caller number 7 at 347-637-3237, number never changes, 347-637-3237, caller number 7 if you know the answer to Pat's trivia question. Coming up right now.
Okay. Well, this one deviates from poultry just a little bit. Earlier this month, in fact, it was July the 5th, Aaron Mackey was on talking about alternative fuels, and he referred several times to a hay box. What is a hay box is the question.
All righty.
What is a hay box?
Great, and I doubt you have time to go find the archive of that show and listen and win because we only have 6 minutes left of this radio show. You might be able to Google it or Scroogle it or Yahoo or absolutely.
Yeah.
So one more time with the question, Pat.
Okay, the question is, when Aaron Mackey was talking about alternative fuels, what did he say that you could do with a hay box? That's an H-A-Y-B-O-X, a hay box. Really,
perfect.
Really interesting. Mm-hmm.
If you know the answer to that, and you are caller number 7 at 347-637-3237, you'll walk away with this wonderful Super Bowl poultry feeder for $29.95 from eggcartons.com. 347-637-3237, caller number 7, if you have the right answer. Now, the way this works, if caller number 7 gets it wrong, we go to caller number 8 and caller number 9, caller number 10. That's exactly the way we do it here, and we will bring the winner on here just live. We are up to caller number 6. And we're waiting for one more caller. The next caller in, you just never know, may actually get up to caller number 7. What is a hay box? Aaron Mackey was talking about those on his show, which again will be starting here in August again, the first and third Mondays, the Preparedness Show with Aaron Matthew. So we'll be continuing that. I think the next show, I'm picking my brain, I think it's going to be on solar cooking. I think the show coming up next Monday is going to be on solar cooking. I'll let everybody know and I'll research that. There we go. We've got it. Caller number 7. So hang tight. It may be you if you're on hold. You just never know. So let me go ahead and get this number down so I can contact them after the show and get all their shipping information for eggcartons.com. All righty, here we go. Caller number 7, you're on the air live, calling from area code 765. 765, if you'll state your name and what state you're calling from.
Hi, it's Kyle from Indiana.
Kyle from Indiana.
Yeah.
Welcome, Kyle. Thanks for calling in. So, Kyle, do you know what a hay box is and why it's so useful?
I would guess a cooker or something like a stove type.
I'll take that. That's good. A hay box is literally a fireless cooker, and it's primitive, but it could be saving your life. And it's where you heat. Just using a little bit of fuel, like 8 inches of a 2x4, you heat that up and water to boiling, and they put it in a hay box, and it can literally cook your dinner over the next several hours. So that's what a hay box is. Well done, Kyle. Okay, Andy.
Congratulations, Kyle. Thank you very much for calling in. You've won the eggcartons.com prize package today, which is the Super Bowl poultry feeder. Thing looks awesome. I need to have a few of those myself. Kyle from Indiana, thank you very much for listening and tuning in today. We've got about 3 minutes left, so we're going to go ahead and say goodbye. We hate to, but we'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, for our brand new show, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Again, Peter Brown is the owner of First State Vet Supply, and he's going to be joining us tomorrow. We'll have a great subject. You're not going to want to miss it. First of its kind. First show starting tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank our wonderful guest today, Matthew, 12-year-old Matthew, from joining us. He's trying to change his laws, so we had a wonderful interview today. If you missed it, you can catch us on iTunes, podcast.com, Zoom.com, and blogtalkradio.com. Pat, thank you very much for joining us always every day, and we'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat, take it away.
Yeah, well, I would like to also thank all the 4-H'ers that are showing poultry and are out there with the fairs and just learning about livestock and where food comes from, since we've got just a little bit of time to chat. Thank you to your 4-H'ers. Of course, Andy Schneider, thanks for bringing us all together and for doing what you do for the poultry movement. And, of course, thanks to the chat room chickeneers for clucking along. And we really, really have such a good time on this show. Blessings to all. Absolutely blessings to all. And may the flock be with you always. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.